When we look at the problems that confront Eretz Yisrael today, most people are prone, and probably rightfully so, to look firstly at the security risks that we face. The threats to our territory, the territorial compromise that we are involved in that we know can once again threaten our very existence. And undoubtedly, that would be the natural way to look. And if we were to ask ourselves, what are the main problems confronting Eretz Yisrael, that would probably be the popular answer. Yet unfortunately, it doesn't require close scrutiny to see that there exists a very serious internal problem which also plagues what I believe is the security, not only of the country, but it festers within the security of the Israeli society. And what I am dealing with is the issue of education in Eretz Yisrael, which is becoming a very serious and very quick problem, which undermines the very fabric of moral society and of productive children in the future of developing our homeland, Eretz Yisrael. Recently, on Friday, I went with my wife to my youngest child, Yisrael's Gan. He's 3.5 years old. He attends the local Gan Yeladim, what you would call in the United States the kindergarten or the pre-K. And we went to a Hanukkah party. It was a lovely Hanukkah party. The kids perform, they sing songs, they have dances. Part of the Hanukkah party is they take these blocks that they made and they put them together. Each one is his own block. He puts it down and slowly you see the development of the walls of what would be an imaginative Beit HaMikdash. And one of the parents I heard next to me comment to someone else, she said, wow, what a beautiful experience. What a beautiful Hanukkah misibah, beautiful Gan party. And the other parent, skeptically, said to her, well, enjoy it now because this is basically the best year of your child's education. From here on in, everything goes down. Well, to a certain extent, what they were expressing, while it's rather a sad and depressing forecast, is true. Not only when we look at the state of education in Eretz Yisrael, which is disturbing to say the least, but let us recognize that there's a very serious problem that we are currently in the midst of. And that is that in Eretz Yisrael, teachers are on strike. Children who are normally in primary school and high school have not had a normal framework of education, of schooling, for at least the last 2 months and then some. And as we look at the problem that exists, this teacher's strike in education, whereby our children's discipline, concept, subscription to what is important in life is becoming slowly deteriorating and compromised, this entire issue gets pushed aside as if it's secondary, because there are talks going on, obviously, with regards to the security of Eretz Yisrael. But what we have to recognize, Rabotai, is that the security in Eretz Yisrael has everything to do with the long-lasting and everlasting effect of education, nurturing our children properly so that they can be properly equipped with building a prosperous future. Hanukkah comes to remind us of the strong response we have to have and the strong emphasis we have to place on education, on the future in terms of our children's knowledge, their morals, values, and their appreciation of what it means to develop a mind. One of the questions which is asked is, why was the Nes, the miracle of Hanukkah, performed specifically by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, but facilitated through the olive oil, the Shemen Zayit? What is the significance of Shemen Zayit? Rabbeinu Yonatan Eibeshitz, the great genius, great Gaon of the 18th century, explains a tremendously significant insight. He says that the appreciation of the Shemen Zayit, the olive oil, can be understood based on another Gemara. The Gemara says, interestingly enough, Yofa Shemen Zayit Lezikaron. Olive oil enhances one's memory. Zayit L'Shechecha. The olive itself, however, actually denotes a person's memory, decreases a person's memory. It certainly does not enhance it. How are we to understand that the olive oil has a positive effect on memory, whereas the olive itself does not? Says Rabbi Yonatan, we can understand it metaphorically and symbolically based on the Gemara and Kiddushin. The Gemara and Kiddushin makes a declarative statement. Yofe koach haben mikoach ha'av. Greater is the strength of a son, of a child, more than the strength of his father. Why is this? It's very simple. Rashi explains, because the child has the advantage, or is at the advantage, of being able to learn from his father's mistakes. And therefore, undoubtedly, the child, the son, has filtered the mistakes of his father. The lessons, the morals, the values that he is going to inculcate into his social parameters have been filtered through. He has seen the errors and judgments, mistakes and miscalculations of his father. And therefore, he is at an advantage. He does not have to repeat them. Says Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, this is what is symbolically revealed by the olive and olive oil. The olive is not as productive with regards to enhancing one's memory. The olive represents the father. It is the original product. The olive oil is what is squeezed, is what is brought out from the olive itself. It is the byproduct that is processed through the olive. And therefore the olive oil represents the ben, the son of the olive, of the father. This is why the olive oil enhances one's memory. Because the importance of the olive oil is represented in the relationship of a child being educated, nurtured, and therefore not repeating the same mistakes of the father himself, of the olive. Therefore, what is being emphasized and clearly revealed by Chanukah is the importance, through the olive oil, of parenting, of education, of learning from our past mistakes in order to enhance a sound and prosperous future. In addition, it's important for us to remember what type of olive oil was accepted lechatchila, in the best case scenario, to be used in the Beit HaMikdash. Shemen Zayit Zach Katit Lama'or. Olive oil which was pure and from the first press only. Meaning one could not roll over the olives a second time and use that olive oil for the menorah. No. It had to be the first squeeze, the first press of the olive. That oil, and only that oil, could be used for the menorah to kindle the flame in the heart of the Beit HaMikdash. This too indicates a lesson and directive for us with regards to education. We have to nurture our children to become people, children, students who are interested in squeezing the olive oil out. They are interested in learning from the olive. They want to grow. We have to teach our children to become people who are inquisitive, curious, perhaps even challenged. Because if we don't learn to bring our children and students close to the olive press, then there is no need and no pressing consequence in order for them to want to squeeze and derive the olive oil out of the olive itself. Unfortunately, what we see, particularly in the pattern of Israeli education, is the concept of being able to pique curiosity or to encourage intellectual desire has become very foreign. Recently, there was an article which was released this past week called Failed Schools. And I quote you from some of the things that this person writes. It's already known that Israeli 15-year-olds place 39th of 57 countries in math, science, and reading. The 33rd position attained by Israeli youngsters 5 years ago engendered such uproar that new curricula were devised. But these apparently only made a bad situation worse. This isn't just an aggregate of unlucky coincidence. Such incontrovertibly poor results should ring every alarm bell amongst policy makers. Teaching clearly cannot continue as usual. Both education ministry officials and educators must think out of the box and abandon the popular trends and accepted mantras of their professional milieu. Well, unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, and I have experienced both in the elemental education, primary education, as well as in the high school education and beyond, the emphasis in Eretz Yisrael is on a quantitative education rather than a qualitative one. Eretz Yisrael emphasizes knowing material, piling material, so that you can pass exams and move on. There is no understanding, no teaching, no nurturing of not only what to learn, but how to learn. Nor is there an emphasis on learning, the importance of learning in of itself. And it's a terrible, terrible problem. One that does not plague the United States as strongly. As a matter of fact, it disturbs me when American mechanchim, people who are in education, come and make aliyah, come to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's a wonderful thing. But I don't understand why so many of them, so many rabbeim, who are qualified, who are quality educators, insist on pursuing education of Americans only in Eretz Yisrael. They teach in American institutions that exist in Eretz Yisrael. Chalila, do not misunderstand my remarks. There is no question that these institutions, these yeshivot, these mechlalot for girls and for boys who come to learn in Eretz Yisrael are tremendous, and they do a tremendous job. But that doesn't mean that an American educator who comes to make aliyah has to feel that they must go teach in these places because it is easier for them in terms of English and in terms of mentality. It is not true. Those American educators who come to live in Eretz Yisrael, and I tell them, if they are able to talk Hebrew and they can talk to Israelis, they should not be discouraged. If anything, they should be encouraged to walk into the Israeli classroom. The mentality is not that different. The difference is that an American grows up in a society that is perhaps more open-minded, perhaps more progressive, and that is precisely what students in Eretz Yisrael need. They need people who can think out of the box. So important in terms of nurturing and understanding, appreciating why education itself is a value in of itself. The person continues in this article, we know Israel is capable of more because in past decades, significantly far leaner times in material terms, this country did incomparably better. Contrary to the teacher's slogans and conventional wisdom about government cash outlays, salaries, and class size, the explanation resides to a great part elsewhere. Those have classically been the excuses. Pay is not high enough. Class sizes are too big. Schools are lax on discipline, and work ethic is not inculcated into pupils. For the younger ones, in fact, tasks are disguised as games, lest the required effort daunt the children. The three R's are woefully neglected, especially spelling, basic arithmetical calculations, and old-fashioned elementary reading skills. No progress is possible without a return to basics, without rigorous requirements that students actually apply themselves. As things stand, we are heading toward a patchwork pretense of a strike solution, wherein teachers will win higher pay, officialdom will lay claim to bogus reform, many vital teaching weeks will have been lost, and nothing will have been done to slow the downward spiral of scholastic achievement. Chanukah is a holiday, a chag of the internal, not the external. There is no question that externally the logistics and the situation of Eretz Yisrael is in danger and constantly under threat. And there is no question that that should be a main issue on the agenda of Eretz Yisrael's future. However, let us recognize that the internal disease is just as dangerous and threatens the core of who we are as a Jewish people. Therefore, when we light the candles on Chanukah with the Shemen Zayit, the olive oil, the extract of the origin, the concept that we have to nurture a desire to want to learn, to want to grow into better people as a result of intellectual achievement and as a result of intellectual analysis and curiosity. Those are concepts that have to burn inside of us as we approach the Chag, the holiday of quality, the Shemen Zayit that was supposed to have lasted for one day, but actually burned for eight or for seven extra. The quality of the oil was enhanced, not the quantity. The quantity of the oil, according to Rabbi Chaim Mibrisk, remains the same. Just the quality of the oil was enhanced, and therefore it was able to burn longer. So too, when we light the candles, when we kindle the flame of awareness, it has to ignite in all of us a desire to promote and to create agendas that will allow our quality to grow and to be enhanced as well. And as a result of our pursuits to want to receive that derivative of the olive oil and kindling that spirit and nurturing it in our children, our students, our schools, and our educational system and values, in Mirtz Hashem, we can look forward to a Chanukah Sameach Lanu Ulechol Yisrael. Amen. A famous question which is posed by many of the Rishonim and the Achronim regarding Chanukah. Why do we celebrate 8 days of Chanukah? In actuality, there was enough oil to burn one day, and therefore we really should celebrate 7 days of Chanukah as opposed to eight, because one of the days was not necessarily miraculous. Chanukah Sameach.